This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
Alrighty, welcome to another edition here of What Is Your What Wednesday. It is a What Is Your What Wednesday for Reinvention Radio. What is Your What Wednesday? We talk about some of the tools and tactics and strategies and shortcuts found in my book, What Is Your What? Discover the One Amazing Thing You Were Born to Do. And we've had some pretty interesting conversations so far. And I'm actually getting to the point now where I can't remember all the conversations, so I'm no longer going to recap. We're just going to jump straight into what we're talking about today here on What Is Your What Wednesday. And given that we're coming up right here on Thanksgiving, certainly, there's a lot to be thankful for, and if you're Kanye West, I think you probably should be thinking a lot about what to be thankful for. That is just a ridiculous.
Okay, what did I miss?
He's just such a moron. I mean, look, I don't want to get too deep into it, but long story short, he basically threw a tirade on stage, started talking about Trump and Beyonce and this, that, and the other, and got booed off the stage, walked off the stage after 30 minutes, and ended up canceling like the next 31 shows in his tour. And I would venture to guess, I'm no expert on this, but I would venture to guess he's probably making $1 million a show or something ridiculous like that. So leaving a lot of money on the table because he just can't shut up. But anyway, I thought it would be
he's giving me that look. He cut off his nose to spite his face?
He did, and that's, there's something to be said for that. But I actually, that was... You know, that was one of the things that I wanted to talk about here because, there, you know, we talk about in the book, there's a lot of ground that is covered. But one of the things that is talked about quite frequently in the book is just the whole idea around whether or not certain, shall we say, circumstances in your life or certain experiences in your life or certain ways that you have been in your life, whether it be from the effect or the impact from someone else, or whether it's just within the DNA and just how you are naturally, how those things affect you today. And so one of the questions that I had, I just kind of wanted to throw this around, is, you know, when you think back on your life, because in the book, there's a couple of different exercises. One is called the Vortex of Invincibility, which really helps you understand how you're naturally wired to excel. And the other is called the Vortex of Vulnerability, which gives you the opportunity to really look at various aspects of your life that have had what I might call unequivocal negative ramifications, whereas invincibility would be negative, you know, unequivocal positive, just changes to your life as a result of certain things that have taken place. And so what I wanted to do in the spirit of Thanksgiving here is stay on the positive side of things. But it's a good point, which is like, you know, obviously when you look at a guy like Kanye who seems to have it all and not really being able to appreciate clearly what he has, or maybe he looks at the stage and goes, this is something that I created and I can do whatever the hell I want on it. Okay, so be it. But one of the things that comes to mind for me is when you look at just things that have taken place in your life, things that have had unequivocal, shall we say, positive ramifications that have shaped you into the person that you are today. And as we look back, we can actually give thanks to some of those things. They may not have been positive in that moment, but as you look back on what transpired, you can now see how those actions or those interactions or those experiences, whatever they may have been, really formed you into the person you are today in a positive way. So I'll throw this to you, Mary Goulet. As you look back on your life, are there particular, and again, they may not have been positive at the time, but when you look back now, you can see how those moments have really shaped you into the person that you are today. Do you look back on some of those moments and give thanks? Like, what? Name something that you may look back on and give thanks. So basically, what I like to say is that, you know, the you of today, ideally you want to look back at the you of yesterday, basically give thanks for, you know, what happened, and that doesn't always transpire. But so as you look back, is there anything in particular that comes to mind that has shaped you in a positive way that you look back on now and you give thanks to?
Yeah, and So I went through a 3-year period of my divorce and where it just got so bad on a financial scale for me. I lost everything with my respect to my case. You know, alimony, half my child support, everything, just bam, bam, bam. And I'm like, I mean, when your attorney turns to you and says, I don't think the judge likes you because this is crazy how you're not winning one damn thing. Mm. So through that.
He didn't want to say he sucked.
Yeah. Right.
Attorney. But anyway, keep going. Let's keep it positive.
So through that and like 3 years of financial stress, 3 years of looking at emails and wincing like more bad news. And then having to go from a zero income in a 2.5-year period to being able to refinance my home on my own. Mm. So what does that take? Hell of a lot of prayer just to find the resilience inside.
Mm.
And I was successful. Mm-hmm. And I remember exactly where I was driving when the gal at the bank called and said, your loan is approved. And asking her repeatedly, I'm not talking DU, desktop underwriting. I mean, true approval. Yeah. She goes, yes, you're done. You'll close on this exact date. You're done.
Wow.
And tears streaming down my face because that battle was so hard.
Mm-hmm.
I was rejected. They stopped telling me after like 14 rejections. Mm. Because I'm an entrepreneur and the way I made money was so like, there's no way you can make money like that. And I'm like, it's in my bank account. Here are all my banks. You know, it was real. But to go through something like that where there was so much venom coming from the other side and I was all alone doing this and having to dig deep and become extremely creative, and it changed me on such a core level. I have so much more appreciation for everything. Like I was walking through the parking lot going to Vons because I remember the day that I didn't have enough money to buy my kids milk.
Mm.
So.
Oh, yeah.
So even today,
when I'm okay, I walk through the groceries to the grocery store with such gratitude because I was going to buy milk and eggs for my kids, and so much had transpired. That's where my stay calm, be kind, have patience, all good. Because getting worked up, getting angry, getting... You know, I still have PTSD over some of that time period, but I am so much a better mom, so much a better person, so much, I have so much more faith, and I'm so grateful. If I didn't go through that and I was able to just collect alimony and collect child support, and I wouldn't have found out who I really am and what I'm really capable of.
Yeah.
So. There. Thanks for bringing that on.
We love you, man.
big hugs.
Yeah.
So.
Thanks for that. Richie Rich, I know you've been through your own various things in life, but is there anything in particular that you look back on that really shaped you into the man that you are, that you are today?
Wow. There's been so many things and, kind of keeping with the theme of what Mary was talking about there. I feel as if the messenger gets created in the mess.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there's, I could just go on and on and think of so many, but I'm going to kind of keep it close to home here.
Yeah.
And I'm going to make it be with us and how this unfolded as a group. My mother had died, and I was just thinking about, staking my claim and platform and having a voice, and started doing Periscope and came into the station, met Wade, started helping, met Mary, then came in, started scoping your show.
Yeah.
And then one day you're like, well, hey, just come on in and just do it from in here.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I can't, because then...
Yeah.
I'm talking on this. It's going to mess up your radio show. Well, you're like, screw it. We'll get on the mic.
Yeah.
I have no idea what's going on with mics.
Oh, man.
No.
Yes, right.
Is there something on here, Wade?
Yeah.
Anyway.
The tech demons.
Anyway.
There we go. So try that one.
Head over to Mary's here.
Hey. We're all family.
Ooh, even better. Wow, you have such a rich voice there, Mary. So, yeah, I mean, in general, then all of a sudden, you know, you're like, oh, screw it. Get on the mic then.
Yeah.
And I've never left. And it's why, you know, speaking the mess or the messengers created in the mess is we didn't know what that looked like, right? And we've gone through all our little ups and downs, and we should try it this way, we should try it that way, and listening to our listeners and engaging with them, and just really thankful to have the opportunity to be in this place where I feel like over the course of this year and some, I've learned so much, and I feel like I've grown so much, but yet at the same time, in that acknowledging that growth, there's so much more growing to do. But just got to be thankful for where I'm at.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that, and so that's what we ask you guys to think about, is those moments in your life that have had unequivocal, I'm going to say, positive ramifications that have shaped you into the person that you are today, and maybe look at some of those moments with newfound respect and a new perspective on how, even though you may have been going through the fire to get to the other side, has made you into a much stronger, better, positive person that you wouldn't be today if you hadn't experienced that. So thanks, Mary Goulet. Big hugs. Love you. Richie Ote and Steve Olsch. We'll talk to you guys next time here on What Is Your What Wednesday. Take care, guys.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olsher, visit reinventionradio.com.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're in a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Olsher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step by step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many get on the right path and be clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step for realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting TheReinventionWorkshop.com today. No more delays, no more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to TheReinventionWorkshop.com. That's TheReinventionWorkshop.com.